Welcome to the Prodigy Kid Podcast, where I'm on a mission to discover what successful entrepreneurs are teaching the kids about success and making money. After a near-death experience a few years ago, I'm now actively documenting my journey as I teach my son Nate everything I've learned as I guide him to success and entrepreneurship. I'm honored and excited for this opportunity and look forward to having you along for the journey. Biggest thing I've ever learned and the most important thing that Nate already understands and already knows is do not undercharge, and to know your worth, and that the best way to stress and being out of business and a bad life is to undercharge. And I think it was the thing with Nate, okay, that really made him understand. And even still, when I ask him, like, hey, how much do you think you would charge for that? Or what about that? He's always way higher than I am. And I'm like, man, you know, like, maybe I could charge prices like that for some of the services we do, because technically water features are art. So there's really no limit to how much you can charge. But I have personally poverty mentality, and I have a problem, you know, like charging my value and what I should charge. Whereas some people, they have not even near the skill level, but they're charging 2-3 times the amount. Sometimes I find out, and you know, and it's hacked up, and they have no problem doing it. I'm like, even collecting money, like, oh, can I get the money? But I took Nate last year. We went to Colorado and hung out with Josh Forty and a couple other cool people. I think there's like 10 people in the room, and he did this thing. It was high ticket offers, and it was based on Alex Hormozi. So Nate got trained from awesome, you know, like, two awesome sources, Josh Forty and then Alex Hormozi. He got to watch the videos. He got to hear the discussions. He got to hear people like me say, well, maybe I could charge 500. No, you need to charge 3 grand, you know, like, and other people, the same thing where, you know, he didn't know anything different. That's the first time he's even hearing about stuff like that. So he automatically in his head, he's like, no, it needs to be 10 times more than that. We need to make it way more. I'm like, God, dude, like, I wish that I had that mentality. And I went back years ago. I don't remember what it would be now, but when I had a really good handle on how many water feature projects I had done, I went back and this is probably when I was at like the 150, maybe 175 features installed. And I started, okay, so that one we charged 15 for, I completely lost my butt. I should have charged 30. Okay, that one was 10, should have been 25. That one was 5, should have been 10. And I went through and I did the math and I did all the numbers over, I don't know how, 15-year period where I was doing the water features. I probably underbid by $1.5 million. Now, do you have any idea how much different my life would be right now had I not underbid and actually charged what I should have charged back in the day and not like undercut so bad? You know, a lot of times, yeah, people, you tell them a high price, they're not going to buy, but a lot of times the fair price is a high price and you have to charge what you have to charge. And the funny thing is people pay it. But someone like me that came from not a very, you know, well-to-do background where my dad, I remember, you know, his family was even worse. Like his background and mentality, he was in the Boy Scouts, and the biggest story that I remember hearing him talk about was the Boy Scouts, they'd go collect money or collect food, canned goods and all that stuff to give to the poor people for Thanksgiving. Well, all of a sudden, to his surprise, one day they showed up at his house and he was so freaked out that he like hid behind the car and didn't go up or whatever, because he didn't want anybody knowing that that was his house. And he didn't want his parents seeing him. And it was like, that's, you know, he had a job at a young age, was working hard, doing more things than your typical like 15-year-old kid would do and younger kid would do, because he knew he was on his own. He had to fight, and he did very well, put himself through college with two kids, young, you know, being married at a young age, and he was able to get to a good level in life and fight through it. But he still has that problem. And, you know, growing up in that, like, we had, you know, he was stretched thin when we were growing up, and he made the best he could do. And I remember there, we would always take at least one good vacation a year. We camped at least 2 times a year, on holidays, a Christmas was always awesome. Birthdays were always awesome. It was always well thought out. But going back here, he would tell me about how there were times where to go to McDonald's, it would be like they would use coupons and have just enough money to go to McDonald's like one time a month. And the rest of the time was just like hoping that, you know, the groceries they would buy with the money allotted for groceries, we would not run out by the time the new money came in for the new groceries. And then, you know, relying on like, hey, there's going to be a family dinner at my grandmother's, my great grandmother's, my other grandmother's, like there's always going to be like something going on to make up for in between. And then we'd have leftovers, you know, so it was like really, really, really tight. So I grew up with that, but Nate, he doesn't. I mean, we tore our kitchen out in 2020 and we went on a kick where I didn't cook for a long time because the kitchen was like in a transition. It was me doing it as I had the energy and the money and the ability to even do anything with it. So I went a while to where we ate out like all the time, and that's bad for your finances. Let me tell you, and it's probably not good for your health either because restaurant food's not good, but he doesn't know that. No, you can't just, no, buddy, we can't go get steak. We can't go get filet. Like, you know, we can't go to the hibachi. No, we can't go. We can't. Well, why not? Well, no, we can't because, like, he has no idea. Like, even now, it may be a bad thing. A lot of people, and I've talked about this before, a lot of people will be like, no, you can't charge. Or no, I'm sorry. You can't just give your kid money or they're going to spoil them. You're going to make them think that you know they're not going to work for anything and they're just going to get everything handed to them and it's going to hurt them in the long run. But is it really going to hurt them in the long run? Like, I'll leave it. There's a 20 out there on the bank for Nate. So whatever he wants to do, then he wants to go to the store, buy a drink. He wants to get a Red Bull. He wants to get some Gatorade from the skate park. You want to go get food. What do you? He's got 20 there. He'll wake up on the weekends and he'll have a buddy over. Boom, there'll be $30 sitting there for him. Like, all right, go, you know, wherever you want to go get it. You know, like. And sure, that's bad, but when I need something, he'll step up and he'll do it for me. And it's like, dude, no, go do whatever. And he just does it, you know? And it's like, he doesn't have that mentality of there's lack or he has to fight for the money. But yeah, I can see where a lot of people would think that's bad and that goes against the grain. But what would be more important for him to beg, borrow, and steal and fight for what little amount, you know, typically, yeah, I'll give you $10 to mow the lawn, whereas a professional lawn service would charge $50 and they're out there sweating and working their butt off for $10. Like, they're never going to get anywhere doing stuff like that. You know, like, oh, you got to go do whatever. And that just makes them disgruntled and makes them not want to do stuff. You know, like, how can we figure out a way to bypass all that hard work and all that craziness, like they have to work hard to get, you know, like the root and the biggest thing is not the hard work ethic. Cause I mean, I've worked hard. My dad has worked extremely hard. Like I have put in my time, trust me. And I'm not like financially where I need to be, where I want to be. Whereas I could have been, had I had the one thing, and that's to know your worth and charge what you're supposed to charge. And I'm very happy to say that Nate, he doesn't have that. Like one a good, you know, one thing that my dad was, when I was telling him about this podcast topic, he was like, oh yeah, when I went to China back in the day, you know, there was a guy that was worked in the same company and he was there and he said he was talking and he'd always badger him like, so how much are they paying you? How much are they paying you? How much are they paying you? And finally, one day he didn't want to talk about money and how much he was getting paid. And finally he told the guy like, look at, they're paying me 38 grand a year. I mean, this is back in like 92 or 93, 94. And like, yeah, I'm getting 38 grand a year. And the guy was like freaked out. Was like, oh my God, really? I'm getting paid over 60. And it was like, they're the same guy. It was the same job, but one guy was getting paid over 60, whereas my dad was getting paid 38. And I remember he like really quick was like, yeah. And it, like just after that, I went and made a 45 minute phone call to your mom. And it was like $6 a minute or something on the company card. Like telling the company to, you know, like the heck with you company, I'm going to use your card and talk for 45 minutes and I don't care. Because he realized that they were completely screwing him and completely under, you know, giving him way less money than the work he was doing. He might have even been better than the other guy. I don't know. And if that's the case, he was doing better work for less money. And the other guy was, you know, so it's just, that's how it, one simple thing like that. And think about it, 30, 38 grand a year, let's say 58. I mean, that's $20,000 extra dollars. That's almost, that's like, is that right? Yeah, it's over 20 grand. That's a lot of freaking money. Like 20, it could have been 22 plus more $1,000 a year that he was making. That's almost 50% more that guy was making than my dad. And that could have easily changed my life because it would have changed his life and it would change everything. It's crazy. That one little thing. So I don't care. I mean, he graduated with such high honors and when he got his bachelor's degree and, you know, I went to the ceremony and all that. What was it? I can't even remember what it was, but it was something prestigious because his grades were immaculate. And that is a huge mistake. Like, I don't care how smart, what kind of degree you have. I don't care who you are, what you are. And if you're like me, you're blue collar, whatever, that is poison. And you know, there's a catch 22 to it. Like, in the beginning, you started out, like when I started my water feature business, I knew that even if I didn't charge someone and I was out there learning the craft, that I would get really good at it. And I would be able to, at that point, charge. But what I got into the problem of is perpetual learning. And I would be like, oh, like, you know, let's add this over here and make it, we can make it so much better if we got this tree right here. Then people would be like, well, I don't have the budget for that. We don't want to do that. And then I would just do it because out of my own pocket, because I wanted to make it better. Or I wanted to try something different. And then I would burn myself. And I just got into the habit of doing that. The other thing that was bad for me is I'd have payroll or I'd have a mortgage payment coming up that was due, and I'd be selling a job and I knew I should charge more, but I'd charge a lower price because I knew I would be able to get the job, and then that way I could pay that bill, and then I would pay the next project with the profit from the project before, and I just got into this endless loop, and it's so bad to do that. So you really need to realize that. That is so important. Like, I don't care how many straight A's my dad got. I don't care how hard I worked. I don't care that I learned a lesson of going out there and shoveling the driveway to make money, to buy my bike, to buy my hockey equipment, to buy my golf clubs, to do the things I wanted to do. Like when I was younger, like, I don't care about how hard I worked to get my house and all the other, you know, stuff I've done like over the years. If I'm underbidding for that, that's, you can have a hard work ethic, but if you miss that one point of underbidding and undercharging, like, it doesn't matter if you could be lazy. Like they say, like, you know, if you want to learn how to do something better, ask a lazy person because they'll figure out the easiest way of doing it. And that's why I'm taking a different approach with Nate. Like, look at, my dad worked hard. He just completely killed it. I worked extremely hard. I completely killed it. Now, when it comes to Nate, we're going to try to figure out a different way. Like, you know, he goes out there and works with me. We've got a koi pond. We're going to go out to Alabama in a couple, like next month in June, and build a koi pond. He's going with me. He's going to run the excavator and the bobcat and do what I need to do. He's going to go work hard. He's going to know what hard work is. He has ambitions of different things he wants to do, and he's going to do. But, like, how do you work smart? How do you know that, no, I'm not going to do that and make that little amount of money. I'd rather not do it. And I wish I had known that and done that earlier, because I would have saved myself so many problems and I would have been so much further along. Even still, I had like my lawn service. I had sold like 60 yards. I turned over to my buddy you know, it was tough for me to do, but like the prices were like $100 a month for this yard. Now we would charge $150, $120 for this other one. Now we would charge $180. Like the crew of the, you know, come to realize, like, I had two crews. They're both doing about a similar amount of work a week, but the one crew was at like under $10,000, and the other one was like $4,000, $5,000 more. It was just because I was underbidding, and that's what I did back in the day, and I began to finally realize. So now that I got rid of all those new clients, I've got new clients coming in, and they're much higher paying, easier customers. I can, you know, it's just more streamlined. Some of the other ones were kind of hard to deal with further out, whatever. And it's just amazing the difference of the health of my business because of having clients that are paying the right amount of money and not being underbid. So I don't know. It's really, there's a lot of weight is put into hard work and teaching your kids the value of a hard earned dollar. But I beg to differ. I believe that more important than a hard work ethic is an ability to charge more for what you do and to have more self-value. So even if you're an employee, you're an employee, you know that when you negotiate your salary and when you go to find a job and they say, well, how much do you want to get paid? Like, $20 an hour. And boom, you come to find out the guy next to you doing the same job that's like a poor quality employee is getting paid twice as much because you only said $25 an hour or something when you could have said $50 an hour and they would have happily paid you. You know, like you're blue collar, you're in business and you're gonna go cut a lawn. No, it's not $150, it's $250. Like that is way more important than working hard and having to fight for every penny. You know, I know that like as a kid, like parents are real quick to like do your chores or you got to do this. Like, why? Because you live here. That's just what you have to do and for your responsibility. But you know what? That does work. And I'm sure that approach does work, but why not pay your kids? Why not, you know, pay them good too? Like they're your kids, pay them good. I can't tell you like how many times I was out in the yard back in the day where, you know, 8, 9 years old mowing a big old, you know, half acre or whatever with a push mower, like doesn't even have self-propel, making that $20 in 3 hours. Like, God, dude, it's crazy, you know, and I'm glad that, you know, disagree with me if you want, that's great. But I know for a fact that it's been a killer in my family between my father, between me, you know, and I'm breaking the chain. Like, maybe I'll mess up. Maybe Nate will become a poor worker and he won't have work ethic and he won't, you know, get in there and get dirty and fight and they'll live in the basement until he's 40 or something. Maybe that's going to happen, but maybe not. Maybe he's going to bypass all that garbage and like look at it like climbing a ladder. You know, I started out at the ground floor, taking the first step, the second step, third step, and climb my way up. Well, maybe he can start at step number 10 on the ladder, and then he can get to a higher level because he's not tired from all the other hard work where, you know, he's got to learn the hard way. You got to work hard and you got to fight. You got to fight to do it. You got to put in your time. Like, no. I have put in my time, let me tell you. And I wish that I could go back and put my time in smart and not have wasted so many opportunities of having the ability to charge more. And I know that moving forward now, I've learned my lesson, but it took a while and it was hard for me to learn. So, that's what I'm really focusing on with Nate, and I think is the most important thing right now versus getting good grades versus trying to make him work for every penny I give him. Like, no, the biggest thing, and I think I'm blessed actually to know that I took him to this thing with Josh Forty and Damon Burton was there. There was a handful of other people that were awesome that were there. The whole thing was 2 days and it was all about Alex Arbozzi and it was all about his book, $100 Million Offers. And I am so blessed that I took Nate out of school that week and I took him there and pounded that into his brain. It cost me a lot of money, But to me, that right there was priceless compared to what he could have got by fighting for every penny that I give him and working, learning how to work hard. I don't care how hard you work. You're digging a hole and you work your butt off for all day, but hey, buddy, I'm sorry. That hole needed to be 20 feet over there. You just wasted your whole time that whole day. And as a parent, guess what? That's not happening for my kid. But hopefully you'll take that to heart and you will be able to, guide your child in a similar way. And maybe, yeah, make them work hard. Make them do whatever you want to do. You know, it's your child and it's up to you how you raise them. But make sure you let them know the value of what they're doing. And maybe you say, well, how much do you want to get paid to do this? Maybe they'll say, oh, I don't know, $20. And you say, no, you need to charge what your time is valuable. Like, no, it's not just $20. You know, don't try to get a deal off your kids. Like, you're going to get them to wash the car or whatever. Don't tell them $20 or $50. Like, no, you're going to do a good job and you need to charge. It's going to be $100. Like, no, it's not going to be just $10 to do what. No, I'm going to pay you $50. Like, make sure they understand that what I'm telling you is embedded into their brain, because that one thing could be the difference of millions, because it was for me, and God knows it probably was for my dad too. But anyway, thanks for listening. And, you know, I've been telling everybody to go to theprodigykidbook.com to get the free book. And also we have prodigykidblueprint.com is where we're going to plug into the Prodigy Kid Blueprint. But I haven't been talking about Amazon. You can find the Prodigy Kid book on Amazon. We have the Kindle and we also have the hardback version on there. And it's $27.95 and it's 99 cents for the Kindle. But once we have the funnel set up, which maybe by the time you're listening right now, it'll be set up. But once that is set up, you know, why not get a free one, right? Prodigykidbook.com is the free one. But thanks for listening and I will talk to you on the next one.